Toby McGrath joins us this morning. He's with the Vote No on 3 campaign. Of course, this was the question to roll back the state sales tax from 6.25% to 3%. You were with the No people. The No people won. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
What do you think was behind your win?
I think what happens, and usually happens with these tax referendums, is that they're appetizing at first, but as soon as the voters, you know, they get all the credit on this as they should, when they actually look at what's at stake and that our communities were at stake in education and health care and roads and bridges, that they realize that in these tough times we got to keep our communities strong and voted no.
Even though the other side tried to turn it around and say, if you cut taxes, then we can boost the economy and that will create jobs. Was that, obviously you overcame that argument. Was it difficult to overcome?
Well, I think it was a red herring in many ways, especially when every business organization in the state pretty much came out opposed to question 3. And so, you know, they had their documents saying that's what's going to happen. But, you know, again, the Massachusetts voters are smarter than that. And when they looked at the facts, they realized for themselves when all the business organizations are opposed to it that that this wasn't going to be helpful or a job creator.
Business organizations as well as unions, a lot of union money was poured into this campaign. That had to have a big impact.
Yeah, no, I think it was helpful. I mean, it's obviously helpful whenever you can get your message out there and discuss the issue at hand. And like I said, they're appetizing at first the tax referendums, but once you actually see what's at stake, and people understand that, I think that there is always a movement to protect our communities.
Toby, I've heard some people say, you know, if the rollback had been proposed from 6.25% to 5%, where the tax was most recently, I might have been able to go along with that, but I couldn't go back with all the way to 3%. I felt that it was too much damage to the state's coffers. What do you think about that argument? Do you think if the proposal had been 5%, the outcome might have been different?
You know, I can't really predict what it would have been. Most likely, I could say that the outcome may have been different, but the reality is that the folks that put this on the ballot in the first place actually weren't from Massachusetts. The proponents had 62% of their funding from out of state and didn't, those folks aren't really worried about what's going to happen to our towns and communities.
Well, Toby McGrath, congratulations and thanks for the interview this morning.
All right, thanks a lot.